Wow, big news out of Anaheim. Los Angeles Angels have released Albert Pujols. Uh, 41 years of age, just hitting 198. So it has been a extremely rough season. And from St. Louis to the Angels, and he will go off to Cooperstown. I was going to bring him up yesterday because Rendon fouled a pitch off and had to leave the game, and they had Pujols playing third base the other night. Been a long, long time since Albert Pujols had been playing third base. And in the shift, I think he was somewhere where he had never been before. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he has been released by the Angels. You know, he was, his contract was getting close to coming to an end, but only hitting 198. This is a rough year. Pujols, that surprised me that he's getting released. I thought they would at least go out throughout the entire year. So he's really struggling. And then, I don't know, I hope you do not have Miguel Cabrera on your fantasy list.
I don't think so, but I'll double check.
Miggy is hitting 098.
Ooh.
If I'm correct, Miguel Cabrera and Babe Ruth have the same amount of hits.
Oh, wow.
A week ago. One has been dead for a while. The other, insert your own joke, they are still a week later, still tied for the most hits.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Miggy Cabrera's at the end of his career. Injuries have caught up with him. But he's a guy that will get, I mean, he'll have plenty of Hall of Fame consideration. But Albert Pujols being released by the Angels, that's a shocker because of the money involved. He still has a major part of the money that is coming for him, but he has been designated for assignment. And the future Hall of Famer hitting 198, I imagine his career is over now. I just cannot see him trying to go play for somebody else. He would fit into the, it was already odd to see Albert Pujols in an Angels uniform after his run with the Cardinals. I can't imagine another uniform of him playing. If he was smart, it would be very easy. I'm at the end of my career. I'm going to the Hall of Fame. I'm done.
I'm with you there.
And also, remember spring training, his wife basically told everybody that this was it for him. And he kind of had to walk it back. Well, it is over before we reach the All-Star break, as Albert Pujols has been designated for assignment by the Angels after a 198 season. He'll go straight into Cooperstown. Not unless, would the Cardinals bring him back? Would the St. Louis Cardinals bring Albert Pujols back?
That's a fair question.
The great memories, the most dominant part of his career was with the Cardinals. Would they bring him back to finish his career as a Cardinal? Doubtful. I think his career is done. But he's gonna go to Cooperstown. Unfortunately, he's somebody that did not finish their career as strong as they began their career. That is a really, really surprise by the Angels. Because there has to be a settlement of money that he'll have to pay out for the rest of his contract. They won't have to pay the entire contract, but they still have. I mean, he was on the hook for money this year, and the way they have his contract set up, I believe for the future. All right, welcome back in last hour of the Gary Sharp Show. Mentioned earlier, we talked to Jacob Padilla, and we were talking about the spring game and the offseason that is ahead. If you go into an offseason and you're looking at your position groups and you're trying to decide, this is where I would be most comfortable with, this is where I'm most concerned with. Now, in this day and age, if you have a position group that after spring you are most concerned with, you can go the route of free agency, possibly. In this case, for Nebraska, the least concerned group and your list that you might make, a majority of it's going to be on the defensive side of the football. I think, and this is kind of obvious, but they're important because you have to have smart safeties that can get people lined up, that can erase some mistakes that are made in front of them. But Nebraska has two experienced safeties. My least concern of a position group is at safety. Deontay Williams and Markell Dismuke. Least concern on the field regardless. Now, you could group them with defensive backs, but I'm going to push them out and separate them because, you know, cornerback, does Nebraska have two guys that can play press man coverage and can be locked down that can help the front seven? Well, they definitely have one in Cam Taylor-Britt. But I think the least concern is the safeties. I think the most concern, and I went back and forth on this. You've got some known and some unknown on offense. Like you could make a case day by day you like the running backs, and then you're like, oh, don't. We've got Gabe Irvin, but what after that? Well, all you know about Gabe Irvin is 5 weeks or 5 months, I beg your pardon. And those are a good 5 months. He's the number one running back in my opinion. Wide receivers, deeper, more opportunities, more weapons. Offensive line. Just because the offensive line is a year older doesn't mean they're a year better. They've got to be better. My most concern is quarterback. And it's number one through four in that position. The starting quarterback, because this is the year of Adrian, the starting quarterback is the difference between everything that Nebraska does. From 4 to 5 bad plays, can you whittle it down to 1 to 2? What's it going to look like when the games get sped up? Because the onus has come back on the quarterback position because you fixed the wide receiver spot, gotten more weapons, more dynamic guys, whether they be slot guys, outside guys, guys that can go deep, guys that can go across the middle, guys that can catch the football out of the backfield, better running backs. But you know how that all falls in line? You know, does Nebraska have a running back that could make a not-so-good offensive line look better? It doesn't appear that there's a mirror in the backfield. Can a good offensive line make a bad running back look better? What's more likely? A great running back running behind a poor offensive line that can make that offensive line look better, or a fantastic offensive line making a average running back look better? I'll take the great offensive line and an average running back because I'm going to bet on that offensive line just opening up holes, and that running back, if he's not Helen Keller, he's going to find the hole. But my most concern is quarterback. What's it look like when the game gets sped up and it's not Nebraska on Nebraska for a guy that's in his fourth year? Can't be the same. Absolutely can't be the same. He doesn't want to be the same. But if he's the same, is there enough to overcome those moments? That's where I have the most concern. And then you look at the guys behind him are not ready to play yet. Are they going to be ready end of September, end of October? Are they going to be pressed into service earlier? And it adds to the most concern because Adrian Martinez hasn't been able to make it through a season healthy. So, least concern, safeties. And if you want, I'll play along. We could throw defensive backs in there. I also factor in the coaching. Who's coaching those positions? Do I have faith that they'll identify issues and in development now going into an offseason, whether they started development and some tweaks like they did with Logan Smothers, that those will be continued to be worked on and refined and will show the progress once you get to the fall? I have no doubt that Travis Fisher will have his group ready to play. I wouldn't mind another player at that position through a transfer. But least concern, defensive backs. Most concern is quarterbacks. Travis Fisher, going to have guys ready to play. He's already got 3 experienced guys. Newsom should be fine on the other side. And if not, you've worked with some depth this spring where you now have coach yourself into some options. you know, if you're making a list of position groups that you would like to have every single year that you don't even have to worry about that would lead to your success, would it be offensive line or defensive line? Don't think there's a lot of people that are most concerned with defensive tackles, defensive line, and group them all together. Maybe more concerns about offensive line than defensive line. And it may go back to who is coaching that position. But those are the two that I would select. Emails into the Equitable Bank inbox. John says, biggest concern, 100% the quarterback. Martinez regressed every year. The quarterback coach doesn't seem to be able to develop quarterbacks either. The offensive line is 100% addition by subtraction. Having the older guys move on is going to be a good thing. Now, those two guys that moved on, they both got drafted. Turner Corcoran should be able to fill one role. The other role is going to be a guard by committee. I wonder if anybody's going straight to defense as a most concern. Ross emails us into the Equitable Bank inbox. People are not saying much about the offensive line. Just because you have players back doesn't mean they are proven and or ready to handle Big Ten defensive lines. An injury to any of those projected starters would probably be a huge setback, considering what's behind them is completely unknown. If a defensive back or an offensive lineman fell into your lap through the portal, how long would it take you to say yes? I think those would be the two positions with two scholarships available. I have to identify and say, if there's somebody there, come on down. The more we get away from the first comment late in spring about a Nebraska pursuing a transfer quarterback, I feel more confident that they like what they have, and they also don't see somebody right now that could come in that they would trust that would be a fit. And maybe also, if you were going that position, you'd have to convince somebody that this year they're coming in to be a backup. They're not coming in to compete for the number one job. They have the number one guy. This would be somebody that would have to be a 2 to 3 year player. But if a defensive back, whether a safety or a cornerback, or an offensive lineman, said, I'm available and I'm willing, I would return the phone call. But least concern, safety / defensive backs. Most concern is quarterback. Some point, Nebraska will have to get away from the quarterback being on the most concerned list because they have identified that position as the face of Nebraska football. The world revolves around the quarterback at this school. Ed says, least concern, inside linebacker. Would like a little bit more depth there when you lose somebody like Will Honus and you have some younger guys that would be nice to keep them in the lab. But the frontline guys, the top three, Big Ten linebackers. I think the inside linebackers, if you just go with those top three, Kolarvik, Heinrich, and Luke Reimer, those are your top three. I think you feel pretty good about rolling with those three. But is there a fourth? Is there a fifth? Because you might need them. Outside linebacker would also be a concern on both sides. Not that JoJo Doman in his play, but can JoJo Doman play 13 games this year? Played a lot of football last year. He played all the football last year. You'd like to find somebody that could give him a spell. Then on the other side, I think that's wide open. That would probably be the defensive group that I would put further down on a list of most concern. All right, 122. George got the NBA Minute coming up here in a little bit. It is a busy day of baseball so far. Angel Hernandez has not been in the news yet. He's working third base in the Royals and Indians game.
Well, that's good. For him.
I take it you're looking at your fantasy team.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Bieber yesterday, so.
Eddie, who identifies himself as a diehard Cardinal fan, said no. And my question, what if Pujols wanted to finish his career in St. Louis? He says no. Pujols, who Probably Joe Maddon was upfront with him that your playing time is going to decrease. Pujols is fifth all-time on the home run list. 667 career home runs. The most of any player born outside of the United States. He's one of five players born outside the United States to hit 500 home runs, and he and Sammy Sosa are the only ones with 600 home runs. But he has been designated for assignment. He was in the final year of his 10-year, $240 million deal.
Ka-ching.
Yeah, and there's a little bit more money after that, I believe, in the way they've restructured his contract.
Uh-huh.
You know, it upset a lot of people when he left the Cardinals to chase the money in December of 11. It has not been anywhere near the kind of start to his career that he had in St. Louis.
Right.
I mean, he had, 450 home runs, I believe, with the Cardinals.
Wow.
And it just hasn't worked out for the Angels. But good for the Angels to not let a Hall of Famer sit on your bench and rot. Be up front with him and say, we're going to make a transition.
Yep.
And you're not going to play much. And we'll give you the opportunity to move on. I mean, that's better than having him sit on your bench.
Yeah.
But I imagine he retires, and in 5 years he'll be in Cooperstown. And he'll be a first ballot guy.
Yeah, no question. Erickson on a JTech Construction on Twitter feed. He says Royals should pick him up. He said a .198 would be a huge get for the current lineup.
It took me a while to get used to him in an Angels uniform.
Yeah.
And
at least they have similar colors to St. Louis. Similar. It's not the same, but it's similar.
For somebody that is there's a no doubt Hall of Famer,
mm-hmm.
and you're only hitting .198, you're at the end of your career, your wife spilled the beans that this is the end of your career, why would you want to continue to play?
Right.
You really have nothing left to prove. You have proven everything. It has not gone the same as it went in St. Louis. And especially the last couple of years, he got a little bit older.
Yeah.
And he just, but he was, when he had some Titanic home runs, they're impressive. I think it's easy to say, we're having a press conference, I'm retiring. I'm going to retire as a St. Louis Cardinal. And most Cardinal fans have gotten over the separation. But back in the winter of 2011, that was a little bit chilly.
Yeah,
a little testy. But Albert Pujols, designated for assignment by the Angels today. All right, that stopped ESPN probably for about a minute from talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you.
George, it's been a week.
I'm pulling my hair out.
I'm waiting for the next... Oh, we're on to Aaron Rodgers again. Sorry, I tried to help you. We're back with more after this.